Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior tennis star at Byram Hills High School, Chloe Bernstein. So hi, welcome to the show, Chloe, and congratulations on the award.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, and this is an incredible opportunity, and I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's, it's fantastic. And as I look through your nomination letter, obviously the award is well-deserved. So again, congratulations. And we've also got with us Coach Racanelli, or Coach Rack. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having us. We're very excited
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So as I'm looking at the nomination letter. Wow, you're off like gangbusters to start the season here, huh? You got you've got a 7-game unbeaten streak, except for a little bit of rain. Is that correct?
Yep, I'm doing really well and off to a great start.
Yeah, I see the team is 5-0. And Chloe, you've had a fantastic start yourself.
Yeah, well, this has been a really, really strong. This is one of the strongest teams I think we've ever had. I mean, other than last year when we did win the state championship, but I think that hopefully we're able to recreate that at the end of this season again.
I was going to say, now that is a question that I was going to ask a little bit later, but I'll ask it now. What's it like last year? Obviously it's trying to get to the top of the mountain for the first time. And actually the very first time in female sports history at Byram Hills High School to win a state championship, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's very cool. But what's it like now for you and the team to try to repeat? You know, you've already been there, but now you've got the pressure of the fact that you're the team that everybody's got circled on their calendar. What's that like?
Yeah, well, I think that at the beginning of every season, we always spend a few days talking about what our main team goals are for the year. And I think that, I mean, everybody kind of had the same goal. We want to do what we did last year. We want to win states. And we want to obviously have a great time doing it. So I think that obviously, we do have a big goal in mind, but I think that the main thing we're trying to focus on throughout the year is just having a good experience and doing the best that we can with each individual match and kind of building each other up rather than just thinking about the outcome.
Which is a good way to go. And obviously the team sport aspect of it. So good for you all. And I did notice here too. And when I first looked at the number, I was like, ah, come on. You're kidding me. Right. I see that in your 4-year career, you are 58-1. Is that correct? I know you're probably like, don't talk about that. Please don't bring that up. You're going to make me blush. I have to ask the question. Who is the one that proved you to be mortal for like 5 minutes?
I actually think it was in, Coach, do you remember if it was freshman or sophomore year?
I think it was your sophomore year.
I think so too. I think it was second. I think I was playing second singles my sophomore year. Am I wrong? I think
that was, it was the first match of the season and she just maybe wasn't ready to go. She would love to play that player again.
I'm sure. Well, I'm sure that player has been walking around for the last couple of years with a t-shirt that says I beat Chloe Bernstein, you know, so. and you were just named to the Stellar Six last month for the second year. What is that?
So that's just, I think that's something that Lowhood releases where it's kind of based on results from the previous season. And it's just a few players that have proven to be, I think, I just had good results, I think, the previous season. I think it's all just based on numbers. So a few of the people that we play, I think that a few, we have one other player on our team that was also named Stellar Six. And then a few of the other people that we play that we actually went to states with last year were also named Stellar Six. So it's just a cool little honor that we received based on the numbers last year.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And, you have been all section for 3 years. You've been all league for 4 years. And this year voted unanimously by the team to be the team captain.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Yeah, well, I think that I've been on the team actually for as long as I can remember. I've been waiting for this moment to finally be captain. Like I was actually on the team when I was in eighth grade. And I remember becoming very good friends with some of the seniors, or at least I thought I was friends with them, even though they were probably like big sisters to me more
right.
So than friends. But that's something that I've been kind of striving for so long. And it felt really great to finally have that role. And today's actually our senior day. So I've been smiling nonstop for the past few days. I can't wait to finally experience that. I've been planning it for so many years. So it's the big day.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And so what were you able to say, take from those early years and those seniors, those big sisters, what were you able to take from them that you've been looking forward to be able to implement now that you're the captain?
Yeah, well, I think that one of the biggest things, at least we worked on last year, was staying committed to the team and kind of everyone being there for each other. So one of the best things that our team does, I think we do better than every other team, is our introductions at the beginning of every match. We have music playing, each person gets their own song, and we're running down when we announce first singles, second singles, third singles, fourth doubles, everybody's cheering and we're like running down and giving everybody a high five. So that's something that we do to kind of create a big community. And we started doing, the captain started doing that a few years ago. So that's obviously something that I've incorporated into the team this season. And another really important thing that we do is there's a no homework policy at our matches. And if you're not playing, it's kind of your job to make sure that you're cheering on your teammates. Everybody's there during tiebreakers. And we're kind of all just making sure that we're doing everything that we can to help our teammates play the best they can. And I think that a really good example of that was last week when we played Horace Greeley, the Chappaqua High School. We had four matches go into tiebreakers, or maybe it was five, but it was crazy competitive. And during each of those matches, we had like lines of people on the courts cheering and kind of making sure that the players knew that we were watching and there for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm sure that that is such a great buildup, you know, and I'm sure that is such a great feeling to feel kind of like the entire community is behind you. You know, the community of a team, the community of the fans. And I love that idea of everybody having their own tune. I mean, I'm a baseball fan, so I love when closers walk out and, you know, when they've got their own song, or the batters come up to the plate, you know, and they've got their own tune. I think that's a fantastic idea. So it's nice to see that kind of full circle concept. You know, you took what you learned from those that helped you, and now you're able to kind of pay it forward, return the favor, and hopefully, you know, the younger players on the team right now remember this, because one of them is eventually going to be the captain as well, you know, and hopefully they're able to take this and maybe add something to it of their own as, you know, you go down the road. Mm-hmm. So coach, tell me, you've been coaching Chloe now, and like she said, since eighth grade. So what's it been like to have her as a player for you?
It's been an incredible experience. I've absolutely loved having Chloe on the team. You know, as an eighth grader coming in, I remember she was, I could see right away that she was a really solid tennis player, and, you know, probably in the beginning, just a little bit shy and timid. And that was probably the last year I saw Chloe Bernstein shy, you know, and timid myself. She's a big personality on our team. Certainly been a great leader this year. And, you know, like you said, with a 58-1 win-loss record, all section, she was all state last year, having finished third in the state tournament in the doubles championship.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, she's been an unbelievable player for us, and just a great personality. That her teammates love her. Obviously, I do as well, and we're just it's been a great run with her.
And that state finals there, Chloe, that's kind of like storybook kind of stuff, that you stepped in due to injury and you end up going undefeated in those finals, and, you know, really helped your team win it. I mean, that's like movie script stuff right there.
I mean, last year, I think that some of my favorite moments from the season last year were going to those final matches when we were traveling to, I think we went to Binghamton and a few other places. We spent days like on buses, and just those were some of my favorite memories.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Chloe Bernstein of Byram Hills High School. And Chloe, when it comes to the award, a big part of it, obviously, is not just the athletic achievements, but also the academic ones. And I see you're in pretty fine shape there. You know, I'm taking a look at the nomination letter. It says, you know, you're in the running for the valedictorian. You've got a 4.56 out of 4.6. Holy crap. Where'd that 0.04 go? you must be slacking, is all I can think. And it's nothing but, you know, all advanced courses. You know, you've got AP calculus, you got chemistry, world history, Spanish, government, language, et cetera. A lot of this, by the way, is just making my brain tired right now. But as with your captainship of the tennis team, you've also assumed the same role in school, chemistry teaching assistant. You're a peer tutor in math and science, and you're also on the student leadership board. Is there anything you take from being the captain of the team into, you know, the classrooms where you're helping out some of the younger students?
Yeah, well, I think that actually there are a few students that are in my chemistry class that are also on the tennis team. So that gets a little bit interesting. But I think that one of the main things that I've learned from tennis is that you kind of want to make sure that you're paying attention to everybody, and that sometimes people aren't as vocal necessarily as everybody else. But the most important thing that you have to understand is that not everybody is going to be the loudest person that's just going to say, I need help in that kind of way. So my job and as the captain of the team is to make sure that everybody's included and that everybody feels that they're part of the team. And in the same way in the classroom, I try to make sure that everybody's getting, I can help everybody at least as best as I can to make sure that they feel that they're involved in the class and that they're understanding all material.
And having the ability to recognize that kind of thing, you know, that one person that may not be able to say, I need some help, but you being able to recognize that they do, that's absolutely huge. So good for you. Good for you. And I noticed too here, the Glamour Gals hosting events at the Bristol Assistant Living Home. What do you all do there?
So that's actually one of my favorite things that I do at the high school. And I've been in this club since ninth grade, where we do community service with the residents of the Bristol Assisted Living Home. And this club kind of started pre-COVID. We played board games in person with the residents of the Bristol, and we did some bonding exercises, things like that. And then due to COVID, we haven't really had the opportunity to go in person to the assisted living home, but instead we've been doing online games with the different residents, communicating with them through a pen pal system. So it's been a really great opportunity for us to all kind of forge multi-generational relationships, that kind of thing. And then another really important thing we do is we kind of talk about, at least for our club, we want to make sure that there's a very strong level of communication, again, between generations. So we talk about news in some capacities. So that's very important to me. And that's something that I really have taken a lot of time to do in high school.
And that is very important, because I'm sure, you know, in places like that, there's a lot that feel like they've been forgotten. So it's very important for us to recognize that they haven't been forgotten and let them know that. So good for you all for doing that. And I do notice here, and this seems to be the big thing, your passion, and that's it is your environmental advocacy. And I know I see just the environmental ambassador for a team representing four states and four countries, a research assistant at Sinsky and Voigt, discussing PET degrading enzymes, also some similar work at Tolman Eric Lab, and your own nonprofit, as a matter of fact, Breaking Down Plastics, the founder and CEO. I know I've gone through that rather quickly, and I've probably forgotten some things because you've got quite a lot there on the list. But just tell me a little bit about this environmental advocacy and your nonprofit and where it started, why it's such a passion for you.
Yeah. So actually, there's the main thing that kind of the main motive behind my environmental advocacy kind of lies in plastic pollution. And I think that over the past, I think it's been about 10 years since I've really been focused on plastic waste reduction. And actually, I'm in the science research program at my school. So for the past 3 years, I've been conducting an independent research project where I actually went to the Tolman Ursic Lab at Northwestern last summer. And I developed multiple enzymes that can eat plastics, essentially. So that's kind of the main thing that I've been working on. It's this biological recycling strategy that I'm super passionate about. So then I know that in order for you to kind of make strong advancements in recycling technology and for us to kind of reduce or mitigate the effects of plastic pollution, I kind of had to approach that problem, not just from a research lens, but also from kind of a legislative lens and also through community advocacy. So that's when that was kind of my main incentive for founding Breaking Down Plastics. And the main thing that we kind of focus on in Breaking Down Plastics is educational outreach and also forming an international community. I think that the main thing that I found through that nonprofit experience is that there are so many people around the world that kind of share that similar goal as me, to kind of help keep our environment in the best condition possible, and also to kind of teach the younger generations and other students around the world about the small things that can be done to kind of reduce plastic pollution. So through communications with people in Brazil and Taiwan and South Africa, all these different places, we've kind of created a global community of people that want to save the environment. So that's something that I'm super passionate about and something that I care deeply about.
And it is important even to let everybody know that there are small steps, like you said, small things that you can do now that will have a bigger impact than the global community you're talking about. If everybody takes these small steps, well, now you're talking about a boatload of people. I mean, you're talking about, you know, it's not just my one small step of recycling, and, you know, but it's everybody doing that. It's so nice to see somebody so passionate about this. And obviously, you've got quite the resume of the things you've done with this passion. So I applaud you for that. So but Coach, before we wrap things up here with Chloe, anything to add here?
Just kind of reiterate the points. Chloe's, she's over her now 5-year career, going on her 5th season here, varsity. She's just been a great team player. Obviously, with her accomplishments on the court, and we've touched on some of them, speak for themselves. But the kind of person she has been to her teammates and to the community is a real standout. And the way she's just been able to step up and help our team, whether it was like what last year, like you said, filling in for one of our injured first singles player and went undefeated in the postseason and helped the first girls team in Byron Hills history to win a state title. She's just been a standout on and off the court. And you know, today's senior day, so we're really excited to celebrate her. But for me, it's bittersweet because I know, you know, the end is near for Chloe being on my tennis team. And she's been special. So,
well, I will do my best to let you get to your senior day, Chloe, and special indeed, you know, especially after my conversation with you. And just one more quick question. What about moving forward? Do you have any ideas for school? I mean, I kind of have a feeling what you might want to study. but have you made any decisions? Have you gotten any offers when it comes to tennis?
So no, I haven't gotten any offers, and I'm trying to keep my options open for the college process. So I'll keep you updated.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. For Byram Hills High School's Chloe Bernstein, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. Chloe, good luck to you moving forward. And also even better luck to you in your environmental work being fruitful, because heaven knows we could use it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care. And coach, you take care as well. Good luck to the season, you two.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your interview, and thanks so much for the time.
All righty. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.